Turn it on.
I'd like to call this public hearing to order. Public hearing, December 18th, 2018. Purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed amendment to Article 4, Signs, Section 371, to add a new definition for monument sign. Also, Article 3, Administration, Divisions 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10, and 12 on permitted uses to delete churches and other places of worship, including parish houses and Sunday schools, and add new verbiage regarding religious institutions. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on November 28, 2018, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th, 2018, thus meeting notification requirements. Proposed amendments will, 1. Provide a definition for monument sign in that Chapter 19 regulates such signs. 2. Provide definitions for habilitation, rehabilitation facility, and homeless shelter, and prohibit those uses. Broaden the scope of the current definition for church by replacing it with a definition for religious institution. Distinguish the secondary building used by a religious institution from a typical accessory building by defining such a structure as a religious annex. And provide as a permitted use within applicable districts that a religious institution may use a religious annex to house, on a temporary basis, visiting religious groups and emergency relief workers providing services during states of emergencies. With that, I'd like to open the floor to Craig Galbraith, the chairman of Planning and Zoning, for his comments.
Thank you, Mayor. The first item is brought to the council, stemming back a couple months ago when we added an allowance for homeowners association signs, and we put that in as a monument sign. We realized we didn't have a definition of a monument sign in the definition section. Since this is a Chapter 19, it has to go to public hearing, but this is simply adding the definition in the definition category for a monument sign.
Okay.
So we recommend approval. Or actually, this is public hearing, so yes.
Well, We are open for public comments, and we'll wait some period of time, and then we will close since there are no individuals here for the moment.
Oh, that's Craig, a question. We never set a time limit on the religious annex, did we, for the building?
Well, we're talking about the monument sign right now.
Did you read all that? Did I blank over all that?
No, we did read, but there's two sections.
Okay.
The first section is a monument sign. The second section is what you're talking about.
See, I'm always looking ahead.
Yes, you are. You're just a little ahead of yourself, that's all. I imagine we can talk about part two anyway,
sure, at least
in case anybody has questions that is here.
Part two. Okay, a little bit of background on part two then is, again, this is having to do with a local church came to the PMZ and requesting basically a special use permit or some mechanism to allow youth groups to stay in what was previously defined as a religious annex or a building annex. Originally described as an accessory building, okay? The idea of an accessory building is you think of it as a tool shed or things like that, so we really kind of struggled with this particular issue, and the way we decided to resolve this particular issue is to come up with what's before the council right now, which is to define it as an annex, a religious annex, which is a larger type of annex building to a church. In the process of doing that, allow these type of activities which were proposed, such as youth groups staying there, but prohibit certain other type of activities, and so there's a prohibition, again, definitions and prohibitions related to that. We also realize that the churches are allowed in six of the Curie Beach zoning districts, and so we basically had to do the writing similar type of verbiage for each one of the zoning districts, which is what you have here. And we also have language involving that these are not-for-profit type of activities, and there's a payment structure. And I believe there is language in terms of time limits, because we did talk about that too. I don't have the exact...
I believe it was not to exceed 30 days
yeah,
or something
not,
like
right.
that.
It's not to exceed 30 days. So,
it says 30 days.
And then the final thing that we did is we realized that that we weren't being overly inclusive because it was defined as churches, and so we recommend changing that to religious institutions.
Okay. Is there anyone that would have any comments relative to Section 1 or Section 2 that is in the audience? Andy, is there a certain amount of time I need to wait to close the meeting, or?
No, sir.
Since there's nothing here.
It's all said and done, you can close it.
Can you hear, David? Can you hear everything? You must
yes,
be on.
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I'm on mute. Sorry, yes, I can.
All right. I don't know if you had any questions for Craig or Galbraith or not.
Nope. I understand. That makes good recommendation. Appreciate the work.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't be there.
So you are here.
Yeah. I'd rather be there in person, but there you go.
Thank you.
What it is this only applied to, it uses a term, annex? Could people stay inside the building, which I know is a church, sleep in the floor in the pews, and or is it a...
This proposal doesn't address that particular issue. I mean, we're only dealing with the annex, specifically
specific
because it was originally called accessory buildings, and you know that didn't really capture the idea of these larger type of annexes. So we came up with the idea of the annex based upon the recommendation of our attorney. This specifically does not address sleeping or housing within the existing church. I'd have to look or maybe turn to John in terms of whether that would be allowed or not.
It doesn't specifically address that. It's not something we really own the police either.
It's not really something we would be pleased with if somebody decided to sleep in the church for 2 weeks.
The only reason that would ever happen is if there was some sort of storm or that.
Okay, something.
I don't know that we'd know. They could be doing it right now.
That's pretty exactly correct.
Well, then the cops should go to every church every Sunday. I'm just kidding.
No, he did say just kidding. He said under his breath a little bit, but...
That'll be able to cover the island. Exactly.
I think, you know, church...
Religious institutions.
A religious institution should do what a religious institution does. Worship and support. So... I don't think anybody would, if there was truly a need, that anybody would go in and say, sorry, your need's done, you got to disperse now.
And
We'd have to deal with it.
We did talk about that if something needed to happen beyond the 30 days, say, for emergency relief workers, they could appeal for a longer decision if it was that bad of a situation. You know, they could come, but we would have to agree on that and give permission.
So, evidently, we're going to do what's right.
Yes.
So... Okay. Nancy, so we hear it officially. I don't see that anybody has signed up to speak. No, no one has signed up to speak. Okay, do I have... I don't do anything with this, I guess, at this point, do I? I just adjourn. Okay. Public hearing on the... definition of monument sign and the permitted uses is now closed.
So we're 6 or 6:30 for the next one.
Yeah, 6:30 for so David, if you want to go, there's no reason for you to hang on the phone. Maybe just call back in. Yeah, Nancy.
Yeah, I'll call back in.
All right.
We'll hear you later.
Okay. Yeah.
6:30, right?
Yeah, thanks, 6:30.
Excuse me. Can you adjourn the meeting first, please?
Why?
Adjourn the meeting.
I did.
You closed the public hearing.
I did.
To adjourn the meeting. A motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
40 minutes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Sure, sir. Bye-bye.